Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Now you listen to me. I want details, and I want them right now. I don't have a job. I have no place to go. You're not in the mood? Well, you get in the mood!
This is Dirt and Sprague.
We try and teach our children not to make fun of others.
Mongoloid Mike, is that what you used to call him? He bust his head open with a stick. Remember that?
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
You think you're ready to run with the bulls?
I've been earning and burning, snapping necks, and cashing checks.
Look, Brendan, here's the thing. It's the Catalina wine mixer. Okay.
Ah! Are you saying pow? What are you saying?
Bah! Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Hey, Luke, how come there's no ice in my lemonade?
Sir.
Drop down or you give me 10 now.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a hot Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Hanging out at the Crunch Fitness in Beaverton. This is their 30th anniversary party. They got one going on in every single one of their locations. DJs, all sorts of fun stuff. They got pinatas they're putting up at all these places. Catered food, you name it. Awesome stuff going on. Discounts at all of the Crunch Fitness locations. And that's where we are today for their 30th anniversary party. We got a lot to get to here in the final hour. Back into the finals a little bit. Where does it go from here? Poll questions on Kevin Durant, the Warriors, the Raptors. A Blazers story that needs to be addressed. A whole bunch of stuff still to get to. Let's start, though, with David Ortiz. We briefly talked about it yesterday. It's a wild story over the weekend.
It's pretty crazy. I saw Pedro last night on MLB Network. They, you know, he was really cool about it, and they threw it to him, and he basically he came out and just he started crying eventually talking about it because it hurt him so much that somebody wanted harm done to him and just lamenting how good of a person he is and how it hurts to see that even a great person could have something like that happen to him.
Yeah, it really was. And so a lot of people were emotional about it, and a lot of the guys who obviously play with him and stuff, and the big feedback from a lot of people in the baseball community. Well, the Boston Red Sox flew an airplane down to the Dominican Republic. They picked him up, and he landed, I believe, last night back in Boston. So he's back in the United States. They got him out of there not knowing if anything else was going to unravel from this situation that he was involved in. Apparently he went through another surgery just to make sure everything was okay and to make sure everything, I think, that happened in the Dominican Republic looked good inside of him, and it did, a minor surgery, and he is still doing okay in stable condition after being shot. And the interesting part, and we've all been wondering about this, is, like, what happened? Like, how does something like this occur? Like, he is a hero in the Dominican Republic, and, he's a legend down there, and he always will be. He loves going back to his home country, and then something like this happens. And it was initially reported as a robbery, which, you see the footage, it's not a robbery.
No, it was a hit.
He wasn't robbed. Somebody walked up behind him and shot him, and they rode off on a motorcycle afterwards, and the shooter ran off on his feet. And so a lot of people have been speculating about what has happened, and I've seen a number of stories. And, again, I mean, this is just sourcing on Twitter and, you know, New York Post and that kind of stuff. So you never know if this is 100% accurate. But the main kind of theory that I've seen floated out there that a lot of people have evidence or claiming to have evidence on is that he was having an affair with the wife of, like, a drug lord in the Dominican Republic.
Yeesh.
And that guy put out a hit on David Ortiz when he was back in the country. And apparently it involved hiring a cop as the hitman. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going to unravel from this, and I'm sure maybe at some point, I'm hoping at least, we'll get to the bottom of what went down. But, like, just scratching your head wondering, how does something like that happen? Then you see a story like this, and it starts to make a little more sense in your head of how a beloved national hero could get shot when he's just sitting at an outdoor bar in his home country.
Yeah, you know, you never like to see something like that happen, but I think when all of us saw the video on TMZ or wherever you saw it, you instantly thought, yeah, that's not robbery, that's an attempted murder hit on him. We could get into a real weird conversation about how bad of a shot that guy probably is, point blank, and obviously did not succeed in his mission. But I don't want to do that because, look, it's terrible that somebody has to endure this, especially in a country where he's so beloved by so many. I think I'm going to take this back to what I said yesterday, and this only, like, reaffirms my belief. I don't know if I ever go back.
Yeah.
I mean, if that story by the Post is true, that he was sleeping with somebody, some drug lord's wife, why would you ever think you're good to go back?
Well, and I think that was...
No matter how rich you are.
Right, and I think that was one of the main reasonings why there was a rush to get him out of the country, too. Like, because there was clearly a hit.
They're not going to stop now.
Right, I mean, there was clearly a hit out on him. And his rep, Leo Lopez, was talking about it, and he said, yeah, I mean, it was clearly an act of hired killers that were going after him. So if you have a guy who tries to shoot him in the back and they fail to do so, like, what's going to stop him from going into the hospital? So that was the main reason, I think, why... Like 24 hours later, legitimately, he was put on a private plane and flown back to Boston.
Now, I don't know what the protocol would be for him. I just know, like, if I'm in danger, if my life's in danger, my family's life's in danger, if I go back to a certain state or city, guess what I'm not going to do anymore, despite how much I may love it? I'm not going back.
Yeah.
And if this is true, hey, like, this is just one report. It is from the Post, so take it for what it is. But if that is true, that report... I can't imagine, given what we know about drug lords nowadays, they're ever going to stop. They may even take this thing to the stateside and try to coerce somebody here to do what they want from over there. So I hope that's not the case, but clearly this was a hit. You wondered maybe what it's about, and this kind of adds up a little bit based on what we saw. It just, you hope for the best for Big Poppy. You don't want to see a great athlete like that who had such a huge, profound impact on so many sports fans and, you know, brought a lot of joy to people's lives, have that go down. And look, whether you get into the anti-Poppy or the pro-Poppy stuff because of the steroids and how nobody really puts his name out there because he's so nice to the media, there is not a more there's not a stronger appreciation for somebody than what he did after the Boston Marathon bombings. When he didn't care, he said how he felt, and he went out there, and they ended up winning the World Series. That was one of the more powerful moments we've had in sports, and you just hope that he can stay safe, especially with something like this out there circulating.
Yeah, I think you can make the argument he's the most beloved athlete in Boston, which is saying a lot.
He's with there with Brady and Bird for sure.
Brady, Bird, Powell. Ted Williams, I mean, the guys that have come through there, obviously. But what he meant in terms of, I mean, he was the guy that orchestrated and was the face of them.
He broke
the
curse.
Right? Yeah. I mean, he had the big home runs and the clutch hitting all the time.
Yeah, and back-to-back game-winning hits, right?
Right. I mean, he had that in 2004. They go on to win the World Series. Curse is over. He's the face of it. And, I mean, that puts you on a pedestal that really nobody else can match because of what the Red Sox mean to that city and how long they had been around. But then, as you mentioned, the way he reacted to the marathon stuff as well, and this is my bleeping city or our bleeping city, whatever, he is beloved in Boston. So at least he's going to be a little bit, you know, but you would think better protected being in a city like Boston. And you would hope at least that if this was the case, that he would do whatever it took to just try and squash this beef. Like, hey, I'll leave her alone. Like, how do I make, like, let's let bygones be bygones here. Because it does make sense that something like that would happen. And I did see a couple of people, locals at least, talking, because the video surfaced of the guy who they tackled off of the motorcycle and the guy who was getting his ass kicked in public. He was apparently the one that was driving it. He wasn't the shooter himself. And there were a couple of local citizens that kept the other people from killing him. Like, they had to hold people back because he got beat up so bad. There's pictures online if
yeah,
you want to see it.
He got beat to crap, yeah.
But thankfully, there were people at least that said, hey, let's hold back on this a little bit so we can find out more and hopefully, you know, get the details out of this guy about why something like this would happen. And then maybe it'll help you get to the bottom of it.
Somebody says, attempting levity here, Ortiz looks like the bomb from Good Times. I'll have to kind of Google it. I didn't think about that.
I didn't look at that either.
I'm just glad, you know, I know.
This could have been really bad. I mean,
he could have died. Right, like, I mean, we could be talking about David Ortiz shot, yeah. Yesterday, how he was shot and murdered in the Dominican.
He was shot at point-blank range. And, the guy, whatever nerves, whatever it was, he didn't shoot him in the back of the head. He shot him low and in the gut, and he lost, you know, a gallbladder and a couple of organs here and there. But it sounds like he's going to – I mean, it's not going to be easy the rest of his life going through something like that, but – at least he's still alive, and he should be. He's thanking his lucky stars for that.
Weird game to play. You're worth 160. There's a hit out on you for whatever reason. How much are you spent? Like, what's your security detail from here on out? How long do you go? Is it the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Like, you'd imagine his dude's going to have 24/7 security, right? Like, two shifts of people who are supposed to watch him in his house. and then they go, and then the next shift comes on. Like,
yeah,
you'd imagine you're beefing up security, right, to that kind of point.
Absolutely, yeah.
You get a hit out on you, and it's, yeah, no thanks on that.
So dangerous, scary stuff. David Ortiz back stateside in Boston. There was video of him in an ambulance last night. He had another surgery just to make sure everything was looking okay. All reports are that he is. He's doing okay. He's going to make a recovery from this, but still in intensive care after getting shot in the Dominican Republic over the weekend. We'll get back into the NBA Finals, Kevin Durant, all that stuff coming up at the bottom of the hour. I do want to get to a Blazer rumor, though.
Oh, God. Why are we doing this?
Why not, man?
You never heard of this human being.
Why not?
The human being, no offense to them, they don't even have a big enough following, I think, to warrant this rumor.
Sometimes, Brandon Sprague, you got to dream, and you got to dream big. And we're going to do it next on The Fan. Hold on to that Blazer rumor for a moment. I just saw this. This is on the Big League. Tweeted this out. Somebody had quote tweeted this, making the rounds a little bit a couple hours ago. Apparently, a while back in an interview back in February, Dabo Swinney was doing an interview on Sirius XM. Mike Krzyzewski was also a part of the interview. And this has gone under the radar since February. But now we have kind of more context around it. So AOL provided a breakdown of what happened during the interview.
Who did?
AOL? Is that still
a thing?
Do we
need to dial it up to read the quote? Anybody have AOL still?
I don't know. I didn't know AOL was still a thing.
Let me see.
But this is on the Big Lead. You can go find it. And apparently, here's what they say. So the question that was asked of Dabo Swinney was kind of a joking one.
Feels weird to even type AOL anymore. I got to be honest.
Right. There's still a website.
Like, I was like,
that?
Did I spell that word right?
AOL, is it all caps or did you go lowercase? And he was asked during the interview, is there a wall around the state of Alabama that doesn't let you in anymore? Or around Pelham, Alabama, can you still go home? So that's where he's from. Remember, he played at Alabama. They've beaten him now in the national championship.
His out clause, there's nothing penalty-wise that says if he goes to Bama, they don't have to pay anything.
To Alabama. So it's kind of this joking question about, can you get back to the state of Alabama? Here is what Dabo Swinney answered. He said, quote, I think it was all fun and games early on. It was, aw, isn't that sweet and all that stuff. I don't know about walls, but I am kind of like Osama bin Dabo, he said, laughing. I have to navigate my way through the caves and back channels to make my way through Alabama these days. They aren't happy to see me, but it's all good. It's a good problem. This has gone viral because he called himself Osama bin Dabo. Just not a good idea. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
No, it's not a good look. I'm kind of torn on this. One, I kind of find it funny that he was willing to say that.
Like, what is?
And then also, like, you shouldn't joke about that.
No,
but you kind of appreciate how dumb that is to say.
That is, yes. The stupidity behind it is
impressive. I have a weird thing because people tell me I look like Dabo.
You do kind of look like Dabo.
I kind of take that personal. I don't think he's a good-looking guy. And I'm like, great, now I'm ugly. He's obviously really great at his job, and that's a given. That's Captain Obvious statement. But I find him a little irritating as a human. I don't think he's this nice little aw shucks guy. Like, we know he's fired up on the sidelines, but I'll never forget when he was berating that punter. You remember that game a couple years ago? Just destroyed this kid. He's like a 20-year-old kid just trying to punt his best. Has a bad punt. Let's just destroy him. He has these quotes all the time about paying players. He just recently said a few months back, the minute they start paying players, I'm out. Yeah. I'm going to the NFL because that's where I want to coach people who are getting paid. Bro, shut up. You got a $93 million deal. You're going to make $200-plus million in your career as a college coach who, quite frankly, you care about like 10 kids on your entire team because they're the ones that make the difference. I just find guys like him, and you could throw Saban in this probably, Harbaugh, whoever. I think some of them have really good hearts. I think a lot of them, though, are at a point where they make so much money, it's now just about them and how they can succeed in life. And I think that's where Dabo is.
Yeah, the ego swells up a little bit when you have that level of success.
Well, because you got to remember, Dirt, he was a special teams guy that nobody wanted to have that
interim coach.
Job. Yeah, interim coach. He didn't win for his first 2 years.
Yeah.
The 80s stuck with him despite Clemson higher-ups and boosters saying, dude, let's get rid of this guy.
Here they are now.
And, yes, he's created now this dynastic situation in Clemson where they're the team to beat, destroying Alabama in a title game. You can't tell me ego hasn't set place in there, that he's not – well, I run this place now. Like, I just find a lot of these coaches, I admire how great they are as coaches. I find them unbearable, and he is kind of one of those guys. Like, I'll respect in what he does, but he just thinks he's bigger than the game and that he should get things and that kids should. I don't know. I just, that stuff bothers me sometimes.
I'm with you. It drives me nuts. So Dabo Swinney called himself Osama bin Dabo, trying to get back into the state of Alabama, and a lot of people, rightfully so, are not happy about that. Let's get to the Blazer rumor, shall we? Do you ever go visit the Fansided website? Is that, do you scroll around there very often?
I actually don't ever type fansided.com, but when I do go there, it's because I see a blurb on a different blog that you click. Yeah.
So there was a story put up on Fansided, and this came out yesterday, and it was entitled Portland Trailblazers Rising as Dark Horse in Anthony Davis Trade Talks. And I thought, ooh, that is a juicy headline. That will get me to click. And you bet I clicked all over this story.
Did you see this on their website or did you see this on Twitter? Because I saw a Twitter thread. And I was like, oh, God, here we go.
I saw a Twitter thread on it. There was a screen grab of the proposed trade. So basically, it's this guy named Austin. He writes the story. And he's saying, you know, rumor swirling, Anthony Davis is going to get traded. This time, however, he writes, the Portland Trailblazers are directly involved in a new wave of rumors. So then he goes into the Woj piece, and we talked about that yesterday, and what David Griffin and New Orleans wants in return out of an Anthony Davis trade. And he writes from that piece, Griffin pursuing combination of assets that include an all-star player, a young player with all-star potential, and two first-round picks. Now, again, we talked about that yesterday. Then he continues in his article saying, conveniently enough, the Trailblazers currently possess all of the above assets. All-star caliber player.
We don't have that.
Caliber. Okay. Future all-stars. Pick your poison. Which one do you want? We got too many of them to choose.
Oh, do we now? Can you name three?
Myers Leonard, Zach Collins, Anthony Simons. Boom goes the dynamite.
Myers and, going into year 10. I'm finally an all-star. Future
first-round picks. So here is, there are two different sources he tries, but there is somebody by the name of Elite Board.
This is the tweet thread that I saw too, and I was like, okay, well, offense to Elite Board.
But. At Ball Den on Twitter, and he says this person on Twitter is claiming to have a Western Conference executive's ear on this trade.
He talked to a Western Conference exec.
Yes.
This is an individual who, could you hover over the account real quick?
He has 1,262 followers, but he's only following 36, so not a bad ratio.
Well.
He's the one that's labeling Portland as the Dark Horse team.
Have you ever seen this account?
Yeah, all the time. I follow him. He says, here is the plan.
Confirmed you don't.
Here is the plan according to a Western Conference executive. They trade for Anthony Davis using CJ and others. Sign Lillard to an extension this summer. Try and convince Anthony Davis to stay, like OKC did with Paul George. Toronto is doing with Kawhi. The rumor deal, here is the package. This is the one I saw on Twitter last night. It just made me chuckle. So it's a three-team trade with Portland, New Orleans, and Charlotte. Okay, ready for this? Here's the deal.
Oh, here we go.
Portland gets out of this trade Anthony Davis and Nicholas Batum. Batum goes to Dynamite.
Batum's coming back.
Yeah, he's Charlotte wants out of the deal. All right, they want out of that contract. Okay,
oh, yeah, I could see Neil going. You know what? We realized how valuable Nick was when he left, and he's going to bring a dynamic that's going to help ball handling, alleviate some of that stress, Jace, on Dame and CJ.
New Orleans in this deal gets CJ McCollum, Zach Collins, the Hornets' first round pick, which is number 12 overall. And the Blazers' first-round pick, which is number 25, and Charlotte gets Evan Turner and Mo Harkless. Now, where this makes absolutely no sense is that Charlotte is essentially trading away Nicholas Batum and the number 12 overall pick and only getting Evan Turner and Mo Harkless in return. Now, sure, I think they would love to get out of the Nicholas Batum contract. Would they trade the number 12 overall pick to get rid of it, though? That seems a little fishy to me.
Considering they're going to give Kemba a $200 million contract, I'd imagine they want assets on the cheap. And that would make no sense in my mind of why you'd give away your 12th pick when you could actually get maybe a
good, decent player to
a
pair with.
A sneaky player in the draft, and you bring in Evan Turner and Mo Harkless.
Now, every other thing, though, this holds water. So Portland getting Anthony Davis and Nicholas Batum, that's a decent little starting lineup. You put Batum there, you're starting three, AD. Right? Next to Nurkic in the starting lineup when he's back and healthy.
Can we talk about how over the cap we would be on that deal? Do you want to get into that, or was that addressed in this story?
No, I don't want to get to that. So.
What's AD make? Is he at 30? Dame's going to be at 30. CJ's at high 20s. Nick Batum's going to be 20 plus, 30 mil. Like, where Nurk is going to be at 17 or whatever he's at.
No, he doesn't make that much, does he? I thought Nurk
was 4 years 40, so maybe 12.
Yeah. AD's only at 28. No, excuse me, 27. Saved you $1 million. Boom.
Ah.
Only making $27 million, and he has a player option.
Guys, we're only going to go over the cap by $80 million. This is not that big of a deal.
I mean, this is a pretty solid trade right here, right? You get rid of CJ, Zach Collins, and a first-round pick to get Anthony Davis and Nick Batum.
I don't know where the city would be on this. I think most people would talk themselves into it.
We did a poll question on this yesterday. Would you be willing to give up CJ McCollum for Anthony Davis? And like 83% of people, I was surprised, responded yes, especially after the way the playoffs went and the way he played and saved your ass in Game 7 against Denver and had that historic performance that I know Blazer fans will never forget.
He had a good playoff. He had a few games where he came to clunkers, but he played pretty well.
But he saved you in the second round. But people were still willing to say, you know what, it worked for Paul George staying in OKC. So far it's worked for Toronto. I mean, maybe he rolled the dice.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly on this at the Better You Today text line. That's the stupidest GD thing I've heard. Dumb trade, not real. Yeah, I don't buy it either. I'm actually going to commend you on something, though.
Okay, what do you got?
Not that you read this on our radio show that a lot of people are listening to right now, and shout out to those people for listening, and I'm sorry that we went through this.
I'm just saying, there might be a chance.
Fake trade. But I'm commending you on the poll question. I didn't think about this till today.
Uh-huh.
We got freezing cold taked on our last trade CJ question because they went to the West Finals. You re-threw it out there after getting to the West Finals.
Now, I will say the question was slightly different, though, because the one we got old takes exposed on was, should you break up Dame and CJ? That was the question.
Is it really that different? You're breaking up Dame and CJ.
You are, but this one, you're getting Anthony Davis in return. Mm. Like, it was, would you include CJ McCollum in a package for Anthony Davis? I mean, that to me is kind of a no-brainer, right? Like, breaking them up is like, will they ever be able to succeed together? And they made it to the conference finals, so that's why we got old takes exposed
on
that one.
But. Just, I mean, the cap is what, 106? Like, is it 104, 105, something like that? Those four players alone, Batum, Anthony, Nurk, and Dame, are $90 to $100 million alone.
It's a good thing everybody else is on cheap deals.
Yep, Myers is on a cheap deal. He's coming back, right? Zach's a top 10 pick. He's on a...
Well, he's gone now. They traded him in this deal to get
Anthony
Davis.
Oh, you're right. Zach's gone. God bless it.
So, hey,
franchise,
you know,
building block gone after 2 years.
Look, sometimes it's just fun to dream. It's like, you know, I use the analogy of the trade deadline. When you buy that lottery ticket, you take it home, and everybody mentally goes to a place of like, how would I spend this money? What would I do with this? Would I show up to work tomorrow? We do whole segments on our show whenever it gets that high. Of like, how quickly would you quit your job if you won the lottery? I'm just dreaming a little bit here. So kudos to the folks at FanSided for throwing out a completely unrealistic trade that the Blazers somehow get Anthony Davis and Nicholas Batum, make it work financially. And the random dude who is sourcing a Western Conference executive saying that Portland remains the dark horse candidate to get Anthony Davis.
Can you just make me a promise?
Sure, what do you got?
Can we not do this anymore?
Well, how reputable is the source going to be when they report it?
Woj, Shams,
okay,
Amick,
Woj,
a quick, Woj, like
Woj,
yeah.
Did report that smaller market teams are kicking the tires on this.
Great. When that happens, let's dive into this. Okay. This is honestly, and I no disrespect, because this individual wants to break in more into the business. Nobody's corroborating this story. Nobody. And we just did a whole segment on it. I think you're setting. You're gonna drive yourself crazy.
I might this offseason. It's a big offseason, all right. I got high hopes, and we'll see.
But
if
we know what this guy's gonna do, man. He's gonna stand pat. He's gonna say, "We got to the West Finals. Why would we even dare?" Everybody can do what they want. Congratulations to Toronto. Congratulations on this team. They're not wanting to trade and break up Dame, CJ, and obviously Nurk when he comes
back.
Being
a Blazer fan would not be enjoyable if you didn't constantly set yourself up for disappointment. Like, that's kind of the way Blazer fandom works, and sometimes they prove you wrong, so I'm ready to do it again.
We don't have to make ourselves disappointed. Like, we could just be like,
maybe it'll break our way this year. Overall, we're still going to watch these games and go to the games.
Somebody said more likely Anthony Davis in Portland or 5 wins for Beaver football. Yeah, give me
wow.
Anthony Davis all day, baby.
Oh, my God.
AD all day.
The disrespect, and that was unnecessary.
Let's get back into the NBA Finals, shall we? Kevin Durant down for how long? We don't know, but he's done at least for this series. Where does it go from here? Who is to blame? Did Toronto let their best opportunity slip through their fingers? Back into the NBA Finals next.
You see, I fell in love.
Welcome back in, 2:34.
That's your question.
Go ahead.
And the way she shines, I need your advice.
Okay, what do you got?
So one of my best friends in my life just got engaged. He went on an air balloon ride.
Oh, wow. That's
a ballsy
move.
Tell anybody except like his brother and his mom and dad. And it was a really cool thing. I thought it was really romantic. And he broke up with her, and then they got back together, and then now they're engaged. And I'm super excited for him.
So they got engaged, broke up. Just dated, broke up,
dated,
back together, then engaged.
Broke up for a very short time, got back together, and then now they're engaged. And she's nice. I hung out with her one time.
You don't like her.
No. Hold on. Hung out with her one time at the Civil War game 2 years ago. Went to a game. It was the first time she met me.
Okay.
I may have told a story that was probably the wrong time to tell the story. And she instantly, I think she got a bad vibe from me.
Doesn't like you.
Doesn't like me at all.
Yeah, yeah.
I've only hung out with her twice, but I followed her on Instagram recently. No follow back.
Ooh.
I've commented multiple times. No comment back. Not even
stinks.
A heart like.
Yeah.
I told my friend about this. He's like, hey, you're crazy. She doesn't not like you. And I'm like, I don't know, man.
She definitely doesn't like you.
Some things are adding up here. She just posted a thing about their engagement, and I once again liked it. She only has like 4 likes, so I'm one of 4 people she sees. I commented, really happy, so excited for you guys. I can't wait to celebrate you two. I feel like I'm fishing at this point. He doesn't think that she doesn't like me.
No, he's just not being honest with you.
Right.
She for sure doesn't like you, but he doesn't want to tell his friend that his fiance doesn't like you.
But here's my thing. Like, you, I think we're pretty good friends. Like, we have our stronger friendships, but like we're really actually pretty good friends.
Yeah.
I feel like you would tell me if your fiance didn't like me at all.
No,
like,
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't tell you that.
Wow. Why?
I wouldn't tell you that. That's weird.
But I would.
You're different. You're
like
a different kind of person.
Lynn does not like you, Dirt. I got to be honest.
Which is why you rub some people the wrong way, which is hence why you probably said something the first time you met this person, and she was like, oh, God, this guy is a giant a-hole, and I don't like him. And she judged you immediately. Book by the cover, day one. It's over.
Well, okay, but I can paint a picture and defend myself a little bit here. My 3 or 4 closest friends are all black. Because we went to Park Rose together, some of us went to college together, stayed in touch, really good friends. We went to the Civil War game, so it's a car of 4 people, one's white, the rest are African-American.
Sure.
She jumps in, she's African-American.
Okay.
We're kind of talking, conversing, getting to know each other, and I just rewatched the scene from South Park where Randy's on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, God.
And it was an N
oh, God.
Bomb episode.
No wonder she doesn't like you.
Well, but I told this story to one of the guys in the car, and we were laughing. And they always joke on me, like, oh, you're like the racist white. You know what I mean? Like, joke in that nature personally. So I just kind of figured she's
screwed,
of similar
dude.
Nature.
You are screwed.
I told the story.
Yeah. Have fun at that wedding.
I might end up officiating it.
Oh, God. She's going to let that go. She hates you, and she's going to let that fly.
Probably not. They want a pastor. But I was like, dude, if you need to save like $200,
there's no
I'm
way
here.
That's going to happen. There's no way.
So do you think there's no shot of me convincing her that I'm actually a nice guy? Because I think the vibe I'm getting is she thinks I'm semi-racist despite hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, like those
right.
those white people that hang out, but they're secretly racist. It's a weird conundrum. My grandpa was like this. He married an Asian woman. But he was super racist against my dad and his brothers. He used to beat the crap out of them and be mean.
It doesn't make any damn sense.
It doesn't make any sense, but that exists in the world.
Sure it does.
I think I'm trying probably too hard, but I'm still trying to salvage and say, hey, I'm actually a good person.
You have to do it face to face. Clearly, the Instagram approach is not working. And if I were you, I would cool down on that because that does look a little weird after a while. Like to like.
I've only
all
done
of them.
It twice
okay,
or three times.
Sure. You gave it a shot.
I did put out a. I'm having a. I invited him over for a barbecue, like a congratulatory, just a cool, intimate barbecue at my house this weekend. And I'm like, hey, you should bring her. And he's like, yeah, we'll be there.
For those asking what the story is, if you haven't Google or YouTube the South Park episode where Randy goes on Wheel of Fortune and he has to fill in the blank of a word, you can't say it over the air, but he has to.
Obviously.
Yes. He tries. It's a classic South Park episode.
It's South Park, so you know they're actually touching on something very sensitive, but they're, I don't know. I feel like they do it in a way where everybody's kind of like, oh, my God, that's hilariously awkward. And again, we talked about this story with me and my friends, and we all laughed about it.
Sure.
Then she got in the car and said, what are you guys laughing about? I told the story again, and it was like awkward silence. And then my buddy threw me under because he knew it was funny. He threw me under. He's like, why would you tell that right now? I'm like, really? We just laughed about this. And they'll text me videos all the time of white people doing dumb things. And I'm like, yeah, dude, that's a bad look for white. You know what I mean? Like, we have that kind of relationship. And I hope people can relate to what I'm saying and not be like, oh, my God, Sprague. This is really racist, weird.
I think if you want to have a relationship there, like with her, you know, and like couples kind of stuff down the road, like there has to be kind of a face-to-face, sorry, you know, we were clearly joking. There was no intent to offend you in any way, shape, or form. It's going to take a face-to-face.
Is it more awkward to address it that way or just naturally be nice and outgoing and showing support? Because I feel like if I did that, you would also then turn to me and go, Spray, that's awkward that you brought it up and you should have let it marinate a little longer and then just slowly build
into
it.
You don't want to let something like that build up because if she's passive aggressive, then maybe something like that will never go away. Like that's when you want to get out in front of it and bury the hatchet. Unless you think there's no chance the relationship works, then don't worry about it.
He's getting married. I don't like to put that out there. 50%
of it, you know, come on, stats are stats here. But yeah,
I feel like you wouldn't throw that out if it was your close friends. I just want to put that on the record.
No, I'm just saying it's a reality that we all go into getting married. You realize 50% of them don't work.
Do you have any buddies currently where there are others? But you're a likable guy. Like I can see how I rub people wrong sometimes. Is anybody in your life where you're like the relationship's not that great?
No, not really. Like in terms of the significant other of a buddy.
Well, because what I think I do a lot, and I don't mean this personally, but what I find is I've done this with yours. I feel like I talk to my friend and I don't maybe put forth a better effort of going, including the significant other into the conversation. I feel like when I talk, I'm talking, but I'm not including the other person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I fall into that trap.
Like I see your fiance at our softball games and I'll say, hey, Michelle. And I'll just talk to you. I don't feel like I put maybe enough effort, and I don't want them to feel like I don't like them.
Right.
It's not a personal thing.
The bang's really messing with your head today, man.
No, I'm actually good now. I'm mellow. I just saw her Instagram post during the break.
I know. That's what let you think about it. Yeah, I think somebody said direct approach, brother. Leave no room for doubt. Yeah, I think you direct approach it. You go to her. Next time you see her, you bury the hatchet. Let bygones. Just apologize. Say, yeah, I didn't mean you. We were clearly joking. You got to tell the fiance too, like your friend, like, hey, back me up on this play here. Like, hey, clearly we're on the same page.
Yeah.
My friend is not racist, I promise.
Well, I'd imagine him texting and hanging out with me as often as we do would be enough of an indication that I'm not racist and that he's a good judge of character.
Somebody said maybe you just are racist, Sprague. You did use the I have black friends line.
Oh, God.
I mean, you did just use that line.
Technically, you're right
I mean, I'm not racist. I have black friends.
Just trying to paint the picture here.
You dropped that line. Maybe you're a racist. Did we not know this all along?
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Well,
Brandon Sprague's a racist.
I'm not going to address it. I think my approach is going to be lay back. Act like I don't know that she has a problem with me. And when they come over for the barbecue, allow the 7 and 3-year-old to kind of butter up. The wife hasn't met her yet.
Right.
So let the wife be passively nice and converse and just tell jokes and have a good time and allow the good time to be really the makeup of who I am versus going,
can I talk to you outside one-on-one?
Can we have a moment
Can
here?
We talk about the last time we hung out 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Because I feel like that would be putting too much pressure and making things too awkward on her.
This is an awkward situation to be in.
Isn't it?
It is very
awkward. I mean, we're talking this guy. I would die for this dude. This is like my brother.
Yeah.
This is a good-spirited individual. And there's nothing I wanted less than to have his partner in life not like I lived at this guy's house for like 5 months. You know what I mean?
I know. It's that level.
Some deal just tweeted not reading the room, and there's like a YouTube clip, and I don't even want to begin to what YouTube clip this
Somebody
is.
Somebody said, or she actually doesn't have a problem with you, and that will be the most awkward conversation ever.
So that's why I think I'm going to take the other approach.
What are you talking? I don't even remember that. What happened?
But he's.
Oh, you didn't think that for 2 years.
But of your closest group. Because you wouldn't tell me if Michelle didn't like me.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
But is there anybody else in your life that maybe you would take a side? Like, yeah,
no,
you know, I
wouldn't
she's...
say that.
Okay.
They would ask me the question, and I would say, no, man, it's all good. Don't worry about it.
That's weird to me.
I don't want that energy out there. I don't want you to think about that, you know?
Yeah, like Lady Swag likes you more than she likes me.
See, but you don't know that, though.
I do. I can read. Like, I might not read a room right every time. I can read people pretty well. Like when listeners, if we meet listeners, I can tell which ones vibe with me maybe a little more and which ones vibe with you. Like Tubbs liked you more than he liked
who's
me.
Who's more of a P1 of Dirt? Who's more of a P1
of Sprague? And there's no problem with that. As long as they listen to the show, I'm cool with it.
That's valid. That's valid.
Lady Swag likes Dirt more than she likes Sprague.
Well, there's a social topic for you. We're trying to get to the bottom of this. If you have any advice for Sprague and how he should handle it, 55305 is the better you today. Text line. We have poll questions on the NBA Finals, and we will answer them and update them. Close out the show next on The Fan. Oh, hey, all right.
I think my buddy's fiance cut us off. The problem with that is they were just at a birthday of one of his other friends.
They don't know
college.
What we said because we weren't on the air.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You said the listener texted maybe she's racist against Asian people.
Yes.
To which I say my buddy has a very diverse Rolodex of friends, and he was at a birthday party, and she was laughing and having a good time with a bunch of Asian people, Indian people. Just a big group mix.
We're getting to the bottom of some serious issues today.
Talking about this stuff. People get too sensitive about it.
Very true. Somebody said, Sprague, you're a hooper. That's why people like you more than Dirt. Just Dirt, because Dirt can't play basketball. Okay.
Let me defend you. You're money from the corner.
Yeah, I'm a good long distance shooter. I just can't do much else.
And nobody shoots a flat level non jump shot better than you do.
Did you give me a couple hours warming that jump shot back up? I'm good to go, baby. I just can't do anything else.
A few hours.
Dio wants to know if we're gonna have a P1 draft. You can pick whose team you're on. That would be
pretty funny. I think I would put my money heavily on you. I think I'm too weird for people.
And somebody said my advice is stop giving a bleep. So.
Oh, no, I mean, like, I'm still, yeah, I was just interested if people have experienced this and what their thoughts are on it. I text and talk to them all the time, but now they're engaged. So I'm like, okay, she's going to be in his life forever, presumably going to have children. That's the next step.
Right. I mean, that's a big part of your life if it's a good buddy.
Well, and I want to be the godfather. I'm aiming for that.
Oh, you want to be a godfather, huh?
I'm going to be the godfather for my nephew when he's born in a few months.
Okay.
I take that role very seriously.
Godfather. Yeah, that's a cool role. Somebody texted Team Swag. Great, we're already 0-1. Let's get to the poll question, shall we? By the way, Swigard, does your wife like me more than she likes Sprague?
Just be honest, Swigard.
She's never said anything specifically.
Oh, get out of here.
See, nobody's ever honest about these things.
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Yeah, I've had people actually tell me to my face, I don't like you. And you know what I say?
Cool.
I knew that. And we're cool with that.
It's all right.
Who does she ask to do the play voices for?
Well, I mean, maybe she just.
Who does she come say hi to more often? Who does she text?
Lady Swag did go to one of my birthday parties.
Do you see what I'm saying? Whose birthday party has she not been to? There's a lot of things that have added up here now. We're like 5-6 things. It's you.
She was at a strip joint. We went to a strip joint.
Yeah, and Swigard didn't even go with her.
No, he was out of town. Yeah,
see? I was doing a Pilots game.
Yeah.
She, and I like
this. Is, honey, if you're listening, this is before you.
Oh.
No,
yeah.
This was like 5-6. I mean, this was a long time
ago. He will never go to a strip joint ever again.
No.
I will not be a part of that.
No.
There's just been many a time where Lady Swag has stepped up and shown, look, Sprague's cool. Dirt's more my flavor. flavor is probably the wrong word there. My vibe.
We got some really funny texts. Can't read them, but I appreciate them. We have some poll questions up. By the way, what are we going to watch tonight?
Oh, I'm not going to watch. I'm going to go see John Wick 3. $5 Tuesdays.
Because tomorrow night is game 7, yep. Boston and St. Louis. So you got to wait another night for that because you had travel days. So they have 2 days off. And then the NBA has been going on for 8 months. And their game 6 won't be until Thursday night. I'm going to miss it. I'm flying to New York Thursday night.
Will it be on your plane, though? That's a long
flight.
Actually,
we don't end up taking off until 9:30.
So that game will be done.
Yeah, so I'll watch it. I'll probably see it. I'll go to an airport bar or something because we got to get to the airport about 7:30 or so.
I would go a little earlier and, yeah, just go to a bar, have one meal, drink a few beers, get nice and lubed up, and then just take a fat nap once the game's over on the plane.
A week from today, I will be getting ready to go to a Phillies Nationals game in D.C.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I've never been to Nationals Park before.
Speaking of that, I saw – give me 1 second here. Delay for 1 second.
Crossing another one off my ballpark list. I think that puts me up close towards 15.
Oh, that's cool. I've only been to two. I've been to three. Dodger Stadium, the Giants, and Seattle. Here we go. This came out today, and I couldn't believe it. The Phillies' top all-star vote-getter is Cesar Hernandez. He has 23,000 more votes than Bryce Harper.
Yeah, Philly fans, they hold you to it, man. They're booing you. They're not going to give you an all-star vote. Get your batting average above 245.
How is that possible?
What is Bryce Harper hitting right now?
I haven't seen his numbers. I've been following Trout a little bit because people were critical of that contract.
251.
How many homers has he got?
He's about 251. Damn it.
It shows you hits and not home runs.
Bryce Harper currently 11. Yeah. 11 and 45. He's hitting 251.
That's not bad. I'm really bad with percentages. What does that put him on track for? 40? 30?
66 games in. 30. Yeah.
That's not bad. That's a good season.
Yeah. So there you go. Let's get to poll question, shall we? At Dirt and Sprague on Twitter, at 1080 The Fan. We asked, Golden State held on to win Game 5. All of us could answer this. Forcing a Game 6 back at Oracle, are the Warriors going to win the series?
No, I actually think Toronto's going to win Game 6.
Wow, Swigard?
I think Kevin Durant swayed the beginning.
Okay.
Too much for that game to go. Toronto had moments, and they had opportunities, but they blew it. I think they still win Game 6.
Swigard?
I think the Warriors will find a way to get Game 6, but I don't think they can win a Game 7 back in Toronto.
You trust Toronto in a Game 7? You trust a Kyle Lowry?
I think
Point out, the teams are 1-4 now on the road in this series, so I don't think the road is what's terrifying.
At home, you mean?
At home, yeah. The road is where they're better.
Road teams 4-1, yeah. Do you blame anyone for Kevin Durant's injury? No bleep happens. By the way, 68% of you is still taking Toronto. No bleep happens. Warriors, they rushed him back, or media fans pressure. I answered no bleep happens. That's where 68% of people went.
Which one was it?
No S happens.
Oh, yeah. I reside a little more on that one. It's they can't physically make the guy play.
No.
He has to agree to that as an adult human being.
Yeah, and then what happens with Kevin Durant this offseason after the injury? 49% of you say he signs the one-year player option, sticks with Golden State for another year. 37% say he signs the max with a new team, and 14% say he signs the max with Golden State.
Yeah, I think he's going to sign the max with a new team. I do not believe this changes anything for him. And I think, if anything, you learn a lesson. Go get your big contract when you can. And the one-in-one thing, I don't know what that leaves it, but this is the risk. You 1 year, $30 million, or you go get 4 or 5 years and $180 to $220 million.
Yeah. There you go. We'll have fun at John Wick 3 tonight.
Thanks, dude. $5 Movie Tuesdays.
Go get your Wick boy on. Don't forget, we were live out at Crunch Fitness today in Beaverton, and they have their 30th anniversary party going on at all of their locations. So if you haven't joined, you should. It's the best gym in town, and they have 2 locations in Vancouver, 1 in Alloa, 1 in Beaverton, Division, Gresham, all over the place. It's an awesome gym. Join up and do what Sprague and I do, work out at the glorious House of Gains. That is Crunch Fitness. Thank you to them for hosting us for today. Hope they have a great time at the party. DJ's food, all sorts of stuff. Tonight, if you miss any of the show, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. We'll tweet it out at 1080thefan and at Dirt and Sprague. Thank you for being a part of our Tuesday. Hope everybody out there is beating the heat. We will talk to you tomorrow at noon. Number one's next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.